Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
The dark lipstick.
I don't know.
Oh, it looks good.
You're giving a little like grunge look. I like it.
Thank you.
When you put on lipstick, are you a gal who like your lipsticks? If I open it up, is there a slant or is it like a nub?
No, they're perfect, like flat.
And when you do your makeup, do you go on the mirror like this and go in the movies, or actually, is it more just like a
actually like girls? Comment down below who like sits on the counter with like feet in the sink and just does their makeup.
Wait, feet in the sink?
Yeah.
What do you mean feet in the sink?
Because you're giving yourself a little foot spa?
No, it's just comfortable.
To get closer to the mirror.
Oh, yeah. To get closer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So our little shardies.
I do not have a vanity. So I like sit because I don't like standing and doing everything.
Got it.
I like to sit so I can sit on the counter and put my feet in the little bowl and just.
Oh yeah. Patricia will like create this like makeshift area on the ground. Yeah. It looks like she's busking, like asking people for change.
I think I know what to get her for Christmas.
Where's it going? It's in the kitchen because that's the best lighting.
You guys have a lot of room for stuff, I feel like.
I know, but I feel like we both have things where like, yeah, we can get them right now, but we want to save stuff for the future just so like it keeps things exciting.
Yeah.
Like it keeps us looking forward to something. Like a vanity is something that I always dreamed of.
You also,
so I do want to wait until it's like my dream vanity that I like worked hard for. And it's just like,
that makes sense.
But I mean, if you want
to
buy it for me,
you need like a cutout though, to like slide a seat under. Our cabinets are like the whole thing.
Yeah. And you kind of, you know how, some girls will have like a whole, will have a whole room just as they're like,
yes, a get ready room.
I feel like that's what you want, right? Like a get ready room, because they'll have the vanity in there. They'll have their racks of clothes. Oh, it's a whole bedroom, but it's just for their clothes and makeup.
You know what I want one day down the road? It's like a insert that you put in your closet, like super tall, and you can set your clothes in it like a rack basically. And it steams them and makes them perfectly straight.
Oh, wait, does that not exist?
No, they have it.
That's so nice.
But it's like tall and it's like this wide. So you can like set like suits and like dress shirts and nice things. You set it in there on the hanger and it
steams overnight in just a couple minutes.
Yeah, it steams it and makes it like perfectly crisp.
That's $600K a year lawyer type shit right there.
That's some Spy Kids stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't it an old school thing?
I think so.
We found like a pant press in a house
weird.
That was built in like the 60s or something
like that. Really, like a 50s gizmo gadget.
Yes, I love that.
Because
it's stuff that nobody has.
It works like a quarter of the time. It doesn't like fully work, but it's still cool to have.
My friend, he had this like iron in his house that was like from like the 70s, but it was one of like a built-in pull-down.
Yes.
Press down one.
It's like
you were like making shirts. I was like, hell yeah.
I was at a house yesterday, and they in the master room they have a hole where you throw the clothes in and it goes into the.
Genius.
Why isn't that in every two-story house?
Like a laundry chute?
Oh,
yeah.
I think it's so, and the way they had it in there was so, it was just perfect. It was hidden. You couldn't really tell it was there. It was like in a cabinet. You open the cabinet and that's where like they set it up.
We saw one that was a single story, so it couldn't have a chute to go down, but the laundry room was built on the other side of the wall of like the closet. So they have a basket that like is a pull-out drawer. So when you drop it in, it's connected to the laundry room. So you can pull it the other way. So you just pull from the other side and all your clothes are there. And then when you like do the laundry, push it back into the closet.
But what's the con? You hear...
Yeah.
You're in the
true,
room.
True.
But that's true. That like so I don't good. Why is they don't why don't they do shit like that? Like why don't they make it fun, these new houses that they're building? It's just
I
keeping
saw
it traditional.
I saw something that was like you can tell when a contractor builds a home uh-huh. and a designer builds a home
yes.
or
yeah.
or something like that.
Yes.
That's the difference. Like if it's
like there's
a,
thought put into it to like
yes,
make
like
it.
Practicality, things that make sense as opposed to like let's just put as many rooms as we can. Like it doesn't matter.
Yeah, architects buying an architect to build a house is like an extra $30,000 or $40,000 on top of your project. So sometimes people think, well, I can make something on Sims. I can build this.
Because you know, there's about three. There's three contractors right now building all these fucking houses around.
That's why they're all the same.
The same exact houses. Same shitty chandelier. The same shitty fucking stair. It's
uh huh.
Oh my God, like switch it up. Have a little bit of like just creativity into at least like the walls.
Crank it out, flip it, make the most money next one.
Oh God.
Yeah, you figure like in LA, people would have like enough take. They're worried about people if they did build something a little weird and creative that nobody would buy it.
Well,
that's what they're worried about.
I get it.
Everything is so bland. It's the black and white with the marble with a little bit of wood, no character.
Yes.
Because if they went bold and they did something like geared towards a style or having some sort of character that, you know, makes it distinct,
yeah,
that there's chances that people won't like it. So they go, make it as bland as possible because people are going to do what they want. And like you open it up to selling it to more people, which
this
sucks.
Generation grew up with like parents who had, you know, very like dark homes and wood and stuff. And those people don't want their
avocado
parents' home.
Green.
My mom's house is the perfect like example of like that dark wood home that makes
just
everything
Tuscan
feel
vibes. Yeah.
Very 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had it. Let's do it. Those two ladies, have you ever seen their podcast? And I have just had it.
And I've had it.
I am obsessed with those TikToks. They're so really good. I forget their names, but two little ladies. Reminds me of my mom and like aunt. Mm. All right, let's hit that intro, baby.
It's Comment Talk, baby. Woo!
Unfiltered. Hola, ¿cómo está? We are Zane and Heath, Unfiltered. I am Zane.
I'm Heath.
Me llamo Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And tú es Ella Unfiltre.
That was amazing. It sounded really good.
It sounded like, I was like, damn.
He was selling
Did you learn some stuff in Miami?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you just brought it back. Where did I go? Miami, yes. I just got back from Miami. We saw Susie do her first runway show, which was so
Susie.
Yeah.
And this so was cool. For Sports Illustrated Swim.
No. This was for some like swimwear brand.
Oh, she wasn't in Sports Illustrated?
No.
Yo, this whole time.
How many people have you told?
Luckily, not that many people.
No,
but
let me tell you that one specific show that she was in. Like the models were insane. It looked like a Sports Illustrated. It looked really good.
Yeah.
Like right. the girls in like the outfit, everybody looked really, really good. And Zila Fitness, they reached out to the brand and, you know, they were super excited and they had Susie on there. It was really nice. And it was like her first time on runway and
she looks amazing.
Nervous as
she
hell.
She didn't look nervous at all though. She killed it. She was
pretty nervous. I think what we're all worried mainly about was her falling because it's like, it's raining the whole weekend. There was a few shows already that had girls fall.
I saw.
Horrendous. Did you see them? It was on TikTok.
Yes.
Did you see it?
No.
The girl, poofy hair, she was walking and
Was the show outside?
It was outside. It was that runway that she was on. Damn. Where
so
that girl slipped.
Is Swim Week just like an umbrella for all different brands?
Yeah. It's like South by Swimsuit.
Okay. Yeah. South by Swimsuit.
It's like Shark Week. There are different channels do different things. Oh, yeah. Okay. So she was in the vicinity of all the other runways.
And where we were at wasn't like the main one, right? There's like bigger ones. Like the one Natalie did, I would say was bigger than the one Susie was in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like even like the location, everything.
Are they spotlighting?
A lot of hotels will have different shows for different brands and will pay a lot of money to like get their stuff
now,
in there.
This was Susie's goal. Her end goal was to be in a two-piece bathing suit.
She wanted to have the confidence to be in a two-piece, but why not make it a little bit harder and have to walk on a runway with a bunch of other very traditional looking models in front of a ton of people that she doesn't know.
So this was like the grand finale for her transformation. Like this was like the big accomplishment.
I don't think she's done yet. I don't think she's at her goal, but I think this was just perfect timing for because it was swim week in Miami. But she's working so hard. Like every time we do boxing, she's like killing it. She's really putting her
that's amazing
her whole like.
Are this now during swim week? Is it, what about the guys? Are we spotlighting any men's swimsuits?
There was a few guys on that runway
rocking Billabong swimsuits.
I don't know. I feel like in this and for when it comes to swim week, it's all about the ladies.
I guess
they get all the eyes.
Remember Gadzooks?
Gadzooks, the store. Gadzooks. Yeah.
That was like the coolest store back in the day for like board shorts and stuff.
Oh yeah,
that was like. The edgy packs on.
Yes, and there was like buckle.
There was always like a half of a Volkswagen Beetle on the wall.
Gadzooks though, it was store closing, I felt like all the time.
Wow, guys. I have never seen that.
They have one in Broward Mall.
Doesn't look familiar at all.
Yeah, Gadzooks, baby.
But you know what? Suits. Working at a mall, you would know all the stores in the mall because you saw it every day.
You're right.
And now were they doing a fashion show for all of the swimsuits that are going to be coming out next winter? Was there like a designer at the end who walked like down the runway?
So after the show, there's even times where the founder would be one of the models walking because, you know, they were just models themselves.
That's really cool.
So that was pretty much like that whole weekend. We flew a little earlier to film some stuff for my doc. Because it was already, we were going to shoot something in Florida anyways. And I told Ilya, why not just like make it cheaper for everybody? And we just book an earlier flight.
Yeah.
So not everyone's, you know, the team is not booking two flights. And let's just get my stuff done while we're out there.
What did you shoot with them while you were there?
So my mom hit up her chief and they were able to,
the chief of the fire.
Her chief of Miramar Fire Station, they were able to get us into Hollywood Fire Station because they have a whole training facility, a whole building.
Whoa.
Where they like,
that's cool.
They'll put the building on fire.
The ladders up the thing.
The ladders, they have
buckets of water.
Kid's dream.
Yeah. It's really like, it's insane what they have in there because in training, they'll make it harder than like real life situations. So they're prepared for anything. Right. And with the way they have it set up, they got wires everywhere. They have like all of this dangerous shit that you would see.
Like hazards. Right,
a firefighter would see on the job. And dude, it is tough being in all that fire gear.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how hot it was. I've never worn a real firefighter outfit until that day. And once you're all in that, before you even start, before you're even in the building, you're about to have a heat stroke. Like you are dying, right?
And it's heavy, right?
It's heavy.
They can't let oxygen in it, or like it has to be fireproof.
And in that building, they'll have, so they didn't have the fire on. They didn't have like the smoke everywhere. The lights all turned off. They usually have all that during training. They just left everything on and it was still really tough.
What was was the hardest like task that you had to do while training?
It was all of it together, right? Like if you just had me do one thing, sure, like anybody can do that. But like everything together, having to do that like on a 20-minute call, if you're like in a burning building, you have to go through wires, you have to save a person, you have to make sure to drag them out, you have to make sure your whole team is okay. All that together is insane. Me and Ilya realized while we're out there that there's a big difference between physical strength and firefighter strength.
Yeah.
There's nothing stronger than firefighter strength. These guys are fucking strong.
And women.
Sorry. guys.
Your mom's a firefighter. I know.
Yeah. You have to be able to just have enough endurance to be able to.
Did your mom watch you do the training?
Yeah. She was the one that kind of.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh. And,
was she so happy?
Yeah. Yeah. It was really exciting. And it's funny. They were like, I'm surprised that you've never like done this with us. I was like, well, first off, I don't want to bother you guys with my I want to do this for fun, or I want to just for a YouTube
wanna
video.
It's
like, because this isn't like, it's not, it's in the end of the day, it's like a serious thing. Like you save lives.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be over here fucking.
Were they still on?
Oh, this is.
Yeah.
But so
when you were doing the training, were the firefighters like still on call? Like any moment they could be like, go. Sorry.
No. Take it off. I got to put it on.
get out.
I mean, it's a fire station, so like there's like it doesn't it's, it never oh, closes down.
Okay,
like even on holidays, there's somebody always there on call.
Yeah,
in case something happens. But yes, there were people on call there. But we're wearing like my mom and her friend's fire suit, so like we were good.
What holiday do you think is the busiest for firefighters? You think 4th of July?
Yeah, it's 4th of July.
Oh, it is.
That's what my mom.
I was thinking that or Thanksgiving.
Or I feel like you're just
fires. People who think they can cook.
Yeah. Or just also, yeah, I guess would say though a lot of fires happen around wintertime too, because people are like using their heaters and like using a lot of electricity.
Right. You know what? There was something specific about, there was something specific they said about like days that have the most fires, and I forgot what it was. And it was definitely 4th of July, but there was something else that was really interesting that they said. Hmm. And another I will holiday? Ask next time. I don't know if it was another holiday or a specific day.
Like a Friday.
It was something like that, but I forgot. But
whenever Drake drops a new album.
they had us pick up like this dummy that they created. That's like, it was like the best, like it was like
realistic.
The most realistic dummy. And I know it looked really weird, but it was the most realistic. Like when you're picking the dummy up, you're like, whoa, this feels like an actual human being. And it was only 175 pounds.
That's a lot.
I'm 195.
Yeah.
So, and there's people much heavier than me that they have to like drag out of fires. Woo! Insane. And when I was doing the training, it's crazy, like in my head, because I really wanted to drop that doll because I was so exhausted and I was about to like faint. Uh-huh. But in my head, the only way to get through was like, Zane, just imagine that this was like
real.
Real. And this was actually, you would not drop this person, that like, you need to keep going.
Yeah.
And that helped a lot. But it's crazy that they just have to do that every single day.
But how was your lower back doing? I would imagine bending
you know,
over.
Oh, you know what? My lower back was actually fine that day. It was quick, right? It wasn't like an hour training. The whole thing was maybe 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
10, 15 minutes. But it was a 4-hour workout.
Yeah, yeah.
All in 15 minutes. Ilya, though.
Beat, he gassed.
I can't believe I survived compared to Ilya. And I was 1 second behind Ilya. One second. Which is crazy because like Ilya's fucking, he's super really fit. Super fit and like athletic and strong. But like he was...
There's
he
a needed like
an IV
because like,
he was fainting.
Like weight strong and being like... firefighter fit, like applied strength and applied, you know, endurance is totally different than just being like good at weights.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And a little bit of mind over matter, right?
True. Yeah. Like I look at my dad, my dad's a big guy.
Oh, your dad has firefighter strength.
I've never seen my dad like lift weights. I don't think he's ever worked out, but like, you know, that big ass vending machine I have in the guest house.
Yeah.
I'm like pushing it, trying to move it. And he's like, where do you want it? And I'm like, I don't know, just like a couple feet over. He's 6'4", like massive. He just grabs it and like picked the whole thing up like moved it. I'm like, you're 60 something years. How are you doing this? But some people, you just have like that applied ability to move
things. He doesn't even look old, does he?
I feel like he looks really good for his age.
He's just big.
It's crazy seeing old people that are tall.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, we saw an old couple walking on the street that was like over 6 foot, but they were like 80 something.
That's wild.
You never see tall old people.
Did you take a picture?
Because they get smart.
No, but I
don't
want to.
We don't live that long.
Wait, can we Google that? That is.
And also like you start like shrinking as you get older.
Yeah. Not too much, right? Don't you shrink like an inch or two? Or
Patricia's grandpa was like, when he was fully erect, when he was fully younger, he was like 6'3", he was like 6'7", but like over age, like I was taller than him because that's how much like you like
your body like compresses.
Yeah, that's wild.
Literally just dying.
Did you meet any models?
Not really. No. It was a very like quick turnaround thing. Like we went, we saw Susie, and then we left. And we went out for the night because we were celebrating for Susie because she needed to like be really clean and nothing bad until that runway show. And then she got crazy.
Was she practicing her walk for you guys like the night before?
Honestly, like, I think she probably practiced for maybe like 10 minutes at David's house. I don't think she like really practiced too much.
Yeah.
She's also like not a runway model. So I don't think in her head was like, I need to make this perfect. I think she just wanted to have fun.
Runway walks are like, it's, you know, people always give models a hard time. Oh, what? You're just pretty and all you do is walk up and down a runway. A perfect runway walk is, it's incredible when you see it.
Yeah.
And then you see someone else do it. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I mean the walks, like the high end.
Like Gigi Hadid, Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, those are
also different walks for different brands.
Yeah.
Different types of clothes. Like you hit that Balenciaga, the
Hunt. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like you need to get like.
And then Victoria's Secret, it's just like.
Yeah. It is like, it is an art.
Yeah.
There's like choreography to it. There's posture, like.
Facial expression.
Yeah.
But let me.
Make it look easy.
Let me tell you though, my favorite thing to watch, like on TikTok, are those like compilation of like walks.
Yes.
For, I mean, I'm not into Runaway at all, but like watching them is just like, I love just
how'd you get that? Seeing them you go. Shot that video that you posted?
Oh yeah, all my iPhone. I'm kidding. I grabbed it from the company's page.
Yeah, I was like, where the hell? I was like, this is so random. What was he shooting?
A good model maintains their eye contact. Like they've done this so many times before. Yeah. They keep it center. And even when they pose at the end, you know, it's someone who's like first time is because they're like,
like looking around.
Yeah. Like they are like, their eyes are everywhere. You like to, you like, have look to keep
straight
it
straight ahead. Just straight.
I just couldn't take myself seriously. Like, Matt, what would I couldn't like, keep a straight face. Like,
what would be your signature on the runway? Like, what would you do if you got to do like your any last walk you wanted
at the end? Pose. What are you doing at the end?
You gotta do something like, goofy. Like, you gotta like kill it and then do something goofy at the end.
I don't know. I kind of would like to be wearing like glasses and then do the little like.
Oh yeah, that's like, good.
Like move them up and down. That's how I would. I don't know.
That's really good.
I think I know mine.
Oh, what? Zayman just splits.
No, I can't even do that. I'll do the turnaround and just do this.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Making love to that runway.
Yeah, making love to the runway.
Have you ever walked a runway? I feel like you.
I feel like dancers like could easily.
No? Yeah, I think we can. I think I can handle it because I take heels classes, so like I learned to walk in heels, and we're good at like the rhythm and stuff. I don't know if I can ever do a high fashion thing, but I can definitely do like a fun one that's not so serious.
You would throw a flip at the end. Oh, you'd be like,
I'd be that person. Did you see Taylor Lautner come out at the Taylor Swift show and he just like threw a flip as his entrance?
Oh, yes. Wait. I
was like, I got to stop doing flips because I have secondhand embarrassment.
Can you talk about that? Because I saw a little bit of it. I have no idea what people were talking about though. Like what was the
like a surprise
situation?
Guest? Like I don't. Him
he was oh, in one of her new, shows. He was in one of the new music video for Cruel Summer, I think. Because she just put out her.
I really don't know. I just know that they've done a movie together and they've dated, maybe.
Yeah, some of the songs are about him, but he had a cameo in her because she just put out her new release for, oh my God, what album is it? I don't know. Speak Now. And oh, yeah, he does this shit. Because he used to do karate. That's how he got.
Yeah, he's
like,
a martial artist and a breakdancer. Yeah.
In a painfully annoying
So was it like,
podcast.
Was it really cringy? I'm guessing that
have you listened
no,
to his
it
podcast?
Wasn't. It was just like he did the flip that.
But just like him walking out.
He was
like
that came out of nowhere. he was like, I didn't plan that, but I thought it was cute that him and his wife, who's also Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor and Taylor.
Yeah, I thought it was cute that they all like went out and hung out together. Like it just seemed like a wholesome moment.
Like a reunion.
Yeah.
Have you listened to his podcast with him and his wife?
No.
Dude, Taylor Lautner. I feel like I'm just talking shit. He is one of the most painfully annoying. This is how he speaks.
I've never really like heard him talk except for movies.
It takes 5 minutes for him just to say three sentences.
And okay, look, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's fine.
You're still getting, it's okay.
No, he is enjoying his thought. And what he's gonna say?
You know what? At least he speaks clearly.
At least he enunciates.
As long as he's speaking clearly.
You know what? Must be nice.
Must be fucking. Must is be it nice. Exhausting to listen to?
I bet Taylor Lautner is a good guy, but I'm like, when I've listened to interviews with him, I'm like, get to the point, my guy.
I actually had a poster of him hanging in my room in middle school.
Dude, he was the one.
He was the first poster I put up. You know how every girl had their what is it called?
What, their crush wall or their dream wall?
Yeah.
Vision board?
Accent wall.
Yeah.
We had an accent wall of posters and stuff. And mine was like Justin Bieber, Taylor Lautner.
Oh, wow.
Really? I had Justin Bieber and Taylor Lautner. I didn't know Justin Bieber was like a big
heartthrob for you.
It was right before she moved in. So like,
Mariah, you should have told me that would have brought you to the music video shoot.
I think it was right after Sharkboy and Lava Girl because he was young. He had that spiky hair. He was really like, he was.
Oh, I remember when he got in great 12. Shape for Twilight. I felt threatened. I remember it, like it was because I just knew him as Sharkboy, little boy. Yeah. And then he was just, what is his name on?
The hate he got when he got a little bit pudgy.
Oh, that picture.
Yo.
Oh, my God,
people,
dude.
People love.
He was around that age.
People love seeing somebody go from fit to gaining weight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the hate that he got.
It's crazy.
Let him
That's why I'm scared about this transformation.
Unreal.
Because people are going to turn. You're going to turn on
me. No, Zane, they're going to be super happy. You're going to get abs. You're going to get fit. And then if you don't keep that up for the rest of your life, it's going to be like, wow. Like, yeah. He let himself.
Oh, and the fitness community, they're going to be right at my throat. Mm. Oh, my God. Because I know myself. Right. I know myself. And, like, right. You know what? I might get, I will get.
Preach
I
it.
Will get big again.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Because it is what? A part of me.
It's okay.
There's nothing wrong
as
with that.
As long as you inspired people.
Yeah, it was, yes.
Wait, it's none of their business where you end up. How about that?
Yeah, my weight is none of your business.
That's right.
But
keep it to yourself.
Dude, what's weird is that they cast him as a wolf when he kind of...
Are you jealous of him?
No. Taylor?
Yeah, get it, get
am
him,
I baby. Jealous of Taylor Lautner?
Well, you're the only one taking I'm
jealous of Taylor Lautner.
I guess.
Stick up for your man.
Oh, no. If we had him on a pod, we'd be here all fucking night.
Oh, my gosh. You got some beef with Taylor.
We got to bring him on here next episode.
I listened to him on Caller Daddy, and I was like driving. I was like, what is this? And rarely am I that tough of a critic about like listening to someone talk. But when you get at someone on a podcast, you really get to hear how that person is. I listened to Taylor Lautner and his girlfriend talk for... I don't know how long. I was like,
wait,
this
but I'm confused.
Is...
If you're not crazy about them, why do you keep clicking it?
Because Patricia likes Caller Daddy. I don't know. We listened to something on the way. We were coming back from Coachella. I like the morning toast.
Did you see who she just got on? Zayn Malik.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw clip bits of it, and it's really, really good because he's coming out. He came out with an album, right? Or he's back with music.
Oh, is that why he's... Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Really, why, there's no
it's only impressive
why.
If you get a cool guest and they're not doing a PR. Run.
Exactly. Exactly. No. Alicia sent me the TikTok of her announcing it, and it's so funny because the whole audio is... her announcing that she has Zayn on, but it's just Zayn, right? There's no Malik anywhere.
Oh my
and it has, it's,
God.
And
my heart skipped a beat when the TikTok like pulled up and
people
it was like Zayn.
Was
I was like,
me.
Is he?
Oh my gosh, that's really funny.
Because people don't really see Zayn Malik a lot, and there's what other Zayn is there really, except for me and maybe
dude,
like Zayn Gray.
Why do you get a skull tattoo? What is that on the side of his head?
I think it looks sick.
Yeah, he's Zayn. He's Zayn Malik.
I mean, his whole body's tattooed.
You know, they moved. Her family is from close to where my family's from, and he moved there.
Ooh,
they
they
have a whole farm. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he has chickens. One of them died.
His whole.
It's really hard losing a chicken.
Oh,
Matt.
I know.
You almost lost another one.
Yeah,
He didn't even have names for them. You guys did.
It was a really funny little clip. Actually, he has like six chickens or whatever, and one was sick or something happened, and he like. Carried it into the vet and they laughed at him and they were like, nobody really brings chickens in here. And he ended up, so he went back in the car and he ended up passing away on the way home and he was like a mess. So she asked him like about the chickens and she was like, have you named them? He goes, no, because I got too attached the first time and then they pass away. So he's just like,
that's what it is. Sorry.
Yeah.
Did they eat them?
I thought that was so, I was
they,
like, you know what? I feel that.
It's a big dilemma deciding if you're going to eat your chicken after it dies.
Yeah. Come again?
I wouldn't.
Oh, really?
Because you're like, do you want to like send it off and like, you know, have their nutrients pass through you? It's kind of like an honor.
Yeah.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
That's you know? How I would see it.
We,
but if it
we,
died,
we buried ours. But we had our other chicken just got attacked by a raccoon like 2 nights ago.
And died?
No, he's recovering.
He kicked its ass.
There's been raccoons all over the place lately.
And coyotes?
Yeah.
Where are you from? Like Connecticut?
We mean raccoons.
Raccoons.
Okay, look.
Raccoon.
Oh, you know, it's RAC. Raccoon.
Zayn, that's a raccoon. Do the peace sign one.
Hey.
That's a raccoon.
Come on. Guys, I think both ways, for this specifically,
I've just never heard you say raccoon.
A raccoon.
I'm here for it.
Oh my God.
I'm not giving you a hard time.
I'm just saying, I think both are right. It's like.
We're
it's
not like that, here for pronunciation
it's
slander.
It's that. There's another word that both ways are okay.
Tomato, tomato.
But nobody says tomato.
No, but no, not that one. It's another one.
Oh, root and route.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Good example.
This is a good game since we're all from very different areas. If we pulled up, there's lists online.
Oh, yeah, the game is fun.
Yeah, you can see like locally what you call certain
and
things.
And it'll tell you.
I think we've played that
on have
here.
We?
The who's it, what's it, how you name it, the New York Times thing.
I remember we played something like that in
years ago
in a porterhouse.
Yeah,
we did play.
Yeah.
In the porta potty.
The porta potty.
That's right.
Oh fuck.
Zayn and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full.
owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way.
Visit progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How was your birthday?
My birthday was fine. 31. I had a really great
You're
birthday.
In the 30s.
I didn't like throw like a party or anything, but
were you home or were you in?
I went to a couple weeks ago. Well, Cody Ko was DJing for Dylan Francis in Vegas. It was his first like big nightclub at the XS one at the Encore.
Wait, I thought he was already doing.
He was doing some slight DJ gigs, but this was like his first like
big thing.
For Dylan
one on the title card. Like,
oh, got it. Okay.
Cool. For Dylan, and I got invited to it a while back. He's like, you should come out, and I was like. I kind of want to, but we're just getting back from vacation and it's kind of my birthday weekend, though. That'd be kind of fun, but he was only doing it for that Friday.
Yeah.
And so Patricia was like, I'm exhausted. You go ahead. So I went with Matt Doan and we just went to Vegas and saw him perform. And then I just had a little few friends over.
Was it your birthday that you?
No, it wasn't my birthday day. That was just like my birthday activity of something.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And then I, just went to a local brewery and drank with friends. Really nothing.
I love it. That's like a, you know, midlife adult type birthday.
Why didn't you tell us to come?
There was also a handful of, I just didn't want to like bother y'all.
We love birthdays. It wasn't celebrating. Like, okay,
it's like 12
but
people
mind you,
on a bench.
They were probably getting very drunk.
Yes.
And yeah, but it's Matt's birthday. You still go like celebrate.
And you know, here's the thing. And this is nothing. This is sometimes when you realize there's, friends that you have that you don't get to see that often. Like I get to see you guys like once a week. And then there were some friends that I invited that I only get to see once a month. And I wanted to like spend more time talking with them than.
I get it.
Do you know what I mean?
That makes sense.
He also got a kid. I just was like, Zane wasn't there. Only Todd came out of like anyone I knew.
I honestly wouldn't have gone. Because I can't be around alcohol right now.
Yeah. So. No, do not take it. No, it was just, I didn't want.
No, you're good.
We kept it, we wouldn't even be able to fit, too.
Did you get anything cool?
I got Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century on VHS.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry, I missed the first part. What did you got? That's what you got? You got the tape as a gift.
Mike got me that present, and that's like been my favorite present.
Oh yeah, because you collect video tapes.
I'm really bad at like asking people like telling people what you want for your birthday.
Oh, it's hard. It's
my mom
really
was like, "What do you want?"
I think let people decide something fun.
And I got a film, and I got a 1-year subscription to the Criterion Film Channel.
What is that?
The Criterion Collection is like a collection of like I would say it's a lot of like indie foreign films. And it's like its own Netflix that you have access to. So you get to watch a bunch of weird Italian movies, Japanese movies, all international movies. And I just like,
oh, cool.
I love turning it on. And they're very usually very boring, very sleepy, but I like watching that before I go to bed. Cause then it's just like hushed. And I'm like, all right.
I saw the video you directed. It was really good.
Thank you very much. And thank you to everybody who watched it. Apparently a huge bunch of people came from this podcast and watch it. And if you guys really haven't seen it, Garment Bag, Adam Melcher.
Is there a website where if you're really bad at like getting birthday gifts, like myself, I'm really, really
Amazon
bad at it.
Amazon has the section like gift ideas, like for like.
I have a perfect website. It's called Uncommon Goods.
Oh boy. Yeah. Uncommon Goods.
It exists. It's called Uncommon Goods.
That's where I get, if I don't have any ideas, mm-hmm. I go to Uncommon Goods.
They've got it. And you do you put like in a budget type of gift? Or like
You can do whatever you want.
And they're all the
very quirky, cool stuff.
But like, is it kind of like a free for all, or do you like put in? There's
you could
like
filter.
A,
you could filter it.
Filter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I just got my mom's gift. My mom loves puzzles, so for her birthday, I got her a puzzle, but it's a newspaper cover from the day she was born. So it was like June. It says June 10th, 1967.
See, I cannot.
So
think
she just put it together. Yeah,
that's cute. I would not think of that.
My go-to gift, if there's
nobody
something...
Nobody looked. All their gifts are on there.
My go-to gift...
Oh, like, whose gifts?
The ones we're getting for Christmas. the paper source store by your house is really so cool good. For, like, finding little knickknacks for people.
Oh, yeah.
Paper source?
Yeah.
It's called Paper Source?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there.
It's like almost like a Hallmark bookstore. Yeah. It's like stationary, like, but it's cute little objects.
Like little trinkets.
I really don't look around when I drive.
I also love never mind. No, go on. Sorry.
Oh no, sorry. I was saying, like, one time I went for a run down the street and I realized how many stores I like never knew was there. Like, I noticed so many places where I was like, damn, that really sucks. I didn't know that this was here.
Did you know there's a grocery store right down the street?
No, like, all I know are like the grocery stores and the restaurants that I like to go to. Everything else is just it's a blur.
So many.
It just doesn't exist.
That's one good thing about running. You get to see things in like a more detailed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it was really nice. That one day that I did it. I only did it. That one day. It's way too
Never
hot.
Never do it again. I saw enough.
It's way too fucking hot to run right now.
You should get a good little tan, though, if you go outside, though.
Oh, I just go to the cancer beds. I get a great tan.
Are you still tanning?
No, I only do it, like, pretty much do it around Coachella. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I did get my DEXA scan. I did my DEXA scan today.
How you doing?
I
do you feel good?
I did better than last month.
Oh, good.
So you know how I started, right. And a month later I did the DEXA scan. I'm doing better this time.
So this is the third
round.
One you did.
The you second one for this round.
Oh, you're saying when we did it a year ago.
When we did it a year ago, got remember it. We both went in for a DEXA scan and then we did it a month later. I lined them up
perfect.
Because I started, I remember when I went back from my first DEXA scan, I ended up
right,
exactly going
back.
Right back to where I started. So I took that and I was like, let's see how I'm doing compared to last time.
Right.
And I'm actually doing better.
Good. What'd you
get back today from your
25%? I was 25.5% body last fat month. Like I was last time. Last year I went down to 22.5 and this time I'm 21.3.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm happy for you.
I was so fucking nervous because I'm kind of guessing what I need, what I should eat,
right.
Which I'm really bad at. Normally, I'm not good at that, and I was just going in my gut, and I just literally, and I just ate what I thought was good, and just seeing that, I felt
probably
really
motivated
good.
You even more.
Yeah,
you're like, it's working because I feel like you need proof to like believe that something is working.
Yeah,
so I feel like. God knows that's what you need.
And it's crazy because I'm eating not only so much more than last time, but I'm eating much, much better food that I'm enjoying good. Than last
and
time.
And you're really not drinking. Like you're not going out.
That I think that was a big factor too.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, 10,000 steps a day. I think that was a huge factor too.
You're doing 10,000 steps a day?
It doesn't matter how you get it done. If like I'm here right now and I go like 10 times, that counts into my steps.
How many steps have we done so far today?
Ooh, can we all guess?
Yes.
5,400.
No,
I think he's at like 8,500.
7,200.
You're good, Mariah. So damn, 60 steps away.
Whoa.
8,434.
Go buy a lottery ticket.
Wow.
When you said that, I was like, I know she looked at my watch.
Wow.
Because that's something, you know what? You probably would look at. Like, you'd just be like this and be like,
let's all
I'll
guess.
Bring it up on the podcast.
Yeah, let's all guess. The closest person.
Yo, 10,000 steps a day is a lot.
It's
like
tough.
When I go on a vacation or like you go tourist.
That's
go
when you get 10,000 steps.
That's when you get 10,000 steps. And I'm like, how do people do this a day?
Bro, that's why I don't know if you notice if you ever look at my final location, I am in that fucking gym. Back and forth. It's my home base. Like whenever I feel and I do like go for walks sometimes, but like I get it the fastest when I'm on that treadmill because I can go fast. I can go slow without like.
Yeah.
Are you walking the whole time on the treadmill? Or are you running?
It's like half half.
Okay. So are you doing like the 12, 3, 30 or whatever?
I do that sometimes. It really depends on how I'm feeling. Like in that moment, right? So like there's times where I'm like, I feel like running and I'll run for like 2 miles straight.
That's
crazy.
Good though.
12, 3, 30.
I feel like you would get really burnt out if it was the same thing.
Exactly.
Every single day. You can choose how you want to get your steps in.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Yeah.
That's what I love about it. And it makes it like a little bit more exciting.
And that's good with the food. Because I know the first round you were having trouble because it was the same meal every day, three times a day. And you were just like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
So eating, like going with your gut is probably the best thing to do because you can like spice it up.
Yeah.
I feel like you did that. You were just like, I'm going to figure
out. Well, I feel like that's what you do now. Like, I feel like you balance it out very well now. I feel like you can have nights where you
It's crazy like that I've maintained. I'm still at like 163 right now. And that my last DEXA scan was at 165.
This is
weight. Say that one more time. Say that one more time.
Yeah, how much I weigh?
That?
Okay.
My last DEXA scan that I did with Zila, I weighed 165.
The last one you did during your journey?
Yeah. I ended up getting down to 151 like after our doctor.
Oh my God. I didn't know you were that low.
When 151. I did, when we did the photo shoot, like the whole box.
I thought that was 160.
I was 151.
Holy shit.
He did the photo shoot and he was like, these look really thin.
He passed out.
He was like, but I'm too like thin.
No, you don't you don't want to be too thin.
I mean, you looked really good. That's
what I was telling Ilya. I was like, I don't want to be like too thin.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I don't even like, I'm not going to even like feel good anymore. Like, honestly, I need to be thick. Like, and then the muscles can be.
I kind of have like a window and I fast like all day. Like, I usually don't eat.
All day? What do you mean you fast all day?
I don't eat until like what, 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll have like 2 filet mignons.
That's when you want to eat, or like, are you? Will you do wake up hungry?
I honestly, if I wanted to, Heath, I could do that too. Like, I could literally wait till 3. I feel like we could all. A lot of people don't like eating in the morning.
She wakes up starving. She's like, I need.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I used to be like that, and then I kind of just like. Let's do 3. Something happened. Yeah. So I don't eat really until like 3 o'clock.
So you're saying if I can physically do that, I should do that? Like, is that like a good, but no.
Listen to your body. Like, you, I feel like you're.
But my body's saying pizza. My body's saying cookies and cream, fucking ice cream. That's what my body wants.
But this is what works for him after the journey.
Yeah. It's been like a year since I stopped. And it's just like, I've kind of fluctuated. Like, you get into like a different rhythm.
Yeah.
But I don't eat until 3. Like, I had 2 steaks today for lunch.
2 steaks?
All I eat is steak and butter.
Damn straight. Patricia made steak and
butter?
Last night.
Yeah. Butter. Why butter?
It's all I eat.
Because it's delicious.
Oh, it's just fat. Something. It's just something you like
it's
to
good
have
fat.
With it.
Steak,
butter? Butter's a good fat.
Yeah.
You need fat.
I swear, I hear fucking different things every day.
You're going
so many rules. So many rules. I was fucking, they were telling me, I should take creatine because it like helps, something about with your muscles. I don't know. But
it helps build
but
your muscles.
You got to drink a lot of water because if you don't drink a lot of water, then it's going to. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
There's just so much bullshit.
It's because all these people giving you advice are doing what works for them. So, it's good advice and it's trial and error with yourself. It's like us with this cat.
Yeah.
I'm researching. There's 100 different answers.
We could,
and like,
we could open up a vet shop right now.
Oh my gosh.
Point.
Half the answers are like, no, he's dying. That's it. But then everyone else is like, you're doing perfect. He looks great. Like, it's like, you just don't know. You have to feel it out.
Yeah.
Go with your instinct. Don't overthink it.
I think just follow the regimen until you get to your goal. And then from there, feel your body out. See what works for you.
Yeah. I was also thinking about Ozempic too. That should help speed the process.
I was walking out of Equinox and I saw this woman like giving a guy an Ozempic shot. Like,
outside of the gym?
Dude, I was
that
like,
is the one that's the worst place to do.
If you
do
go to like Equinox, West Hollywood, it's like they got a bunch of chairs outside. You can tell a lot of people like pull out their laptops after they work out, you know, working from home, getting a little Wi-Fi in, whatever. All these people. And I'm walking by and I see this woman out with the box and the shot, and she like pops the guy. It looked like a drug deal down.
You're sure it was Ozempic?
Does it have a red cap in the blue? In a blue?
Oh, I don't know what Ozempic looks like.
I'm pretty sure it was Ozempic, but it looked like
I don't know what it looks like, but
it looked like a classy drug deal. It looked like she came up, met him, gave him the shot, and she like zipped up. Yes, it was that.
Oh wow! Okay.
Wow. Oh, very festive. For
I thought
of
it
July.
Was a pill.
No, it's a shot.
The amount of fucking ads now.
Oh, it's
that we're seeing on it is
it's kind of sad.
Why? So but bad. We're seeing ads everywhere for a reason. Obviously, this isn't really regulated, is it?
No.
I thought this was only something that you can get prescribed from.
We are the only country. Us in New Zealand are the only ones where you can have advertising for prescription drugs. Oh. Isn't that crazy?
That's sad.
No, isn't that crazy? We are the only country, us in New Zealand, who you can show commercials and advertise prescription drugs and ask your doctor. No other like countries do it.
That is crazy.
We advertise it so people are like, well, I gotta ask my doctor about it. It's a whole fucking business.
Big pharma, baby.
Mm. Yep. It's crazy, man.
That is wild.
But I, you know what though? I let the O's, I go do it. Not saying go. I don't know. I don't need it, but
Matt, look under your seat.
I'm eating my popcorn.
You get Ozempic. You get Ozempic.
I'm eating my popcorn and watching just how this Ozempic thing folds. I don't think unfolds. I don't think it will give you cancer. You're going to die. But it's just, it's crazy that this drug is getting pretty popular. But it's kind of a bummer.
The name. God, it has such a good ring. Ozempic.
Yeah.
You know what it sounds like to me?
A Greek god.
Olympia. Mm. Yeah, it sounds like Olympian. Ozempic.
Like this, like a statue. Like there's Zeus versus Ozempic. Ozempic,
yeah. Oh, God. It's given strength.
It is.
It's given lean.
The big O. Oh, that just screams America.
God, I love it.
Zane, do you have a six pack yet?
You know what I'm worried about? People are going to think I'm taking Ozempic.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing that thing.
No, you're not. People
honestly, that's why I've been posting so much of me where I post every day that I'm working out.
Just to combat the comments?
Just to comment, because I know if someone's like fucking Ozempic, just like when you're getting comments, I know there's going to be people defending me like...
I couldn't stand the trendy thing as possible comments. Boy, I would have
fucked. Oh, people were saying you took steroids?
But it was like the biggest compliment because I was like, wow, you think I look so good. Because
he did it in literally the most natural way possible. Like,
yeah.
And just people like, try anything as possible.
What was the most that you did that was like, not unnatural, but like, what was like what the closest thing you got to even like supplements?
Ever in my life?
Just in the journey, the fitness journey that
protein
you're doing.
Protein shake?
Yeah. Protein shake, right?
That was that like just the Zila shake.
Yeah.
I wasn't even taking creatine during. I wish I was.
Is there creatine in the pre-workout?
I think there's a tiny bit, but not like...
I saw that
No, it's enough for one scoop. That says it on the thing.
It
has one full scoop, and then you take another scoop after a workout in your protein shake. I just learned this, by the way. I've been taking pre-workout with the...
No. The regular pre-workout that he sells has a full scoop of...
When you scoop it, it's enough of one. It's enough for one scoop of actual when you scoop creatine.
So it does not have creatine.
There is creatine.
There is creatine.
In the Ilya Shred, the summer shred, it says on the supplement.
But he also sells creatine on the side.
On the side, yes.
Gotcha.
Plain creatine.
Okay, got it. So then I had creatine during. Yeah. I guess
Is that cheating?
In Bangs, there was creatine in Bangs energy.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Is that considered cheating?
There's also creatine. I don't know if it's creatine monohydrate. There's a whole bunch of different ones. I take creatine every day. But now I stopped the Ilya Shred, though. I was getting like a little too toned and like skinny. Like I need like a full bulk like program. His was just like, I need like eccentric progressive sets and getting like heavier every time. I was just doing the same routine and I was just like,
I tell you,
I was toning.
Boy, in high school, that Jack 3D though.
The what?
There was this pre-workout called Jack 3D.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I'm trying to picture this, it.
It got banned.
Because
of how insane it was. Yo, people were...
Oh, wait. That looks like a prescription.
People were bugging out. I was out of my mind at 17 years old, 18 years old. Well,
I think I knew a kid who had a mental breakdown on this. Dude, and hijacked a car on Jack.
It was literally drugs.
Wait. Can we look at the ingredients in this?
They still sell it, but it's not what it used to be.
Oh.
But like, if you look up like... Do Jack 3D like band, bro? This you felt like it was almost like doing meth.
Yeah, no,
maybe they had like watch it in it. Remember
Jacked
fucking 4 Loko? They had bad shit in it where they had to get a ban.
Jacked was banned in August last year, 4 months after Squire's death. Oh, so someone died after concerns over a stimulant called DMMA, dimethylene. Which it's been linked to high blood pressure, headaches, vomiting, stroke, and a death.
Oh, wow. Shit. I mean, don't pre-workouts do have a little bit of that? Maybe this one had a little bit more than...
Yeah, definitely.
It was on some shit.
Yeah, I knew a kid who took some pre-workout in our town, then walked to a gas station and then hijacked a car. Like I think
that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Had a golf club. Threatened the guy, then drove the car into like a house.
What?
And then he like blamed the whole thing on like a pre-workout drink.
That had to be mixed
up. The best promo, they use that as a promo for their commercial.
They were like interviewing him on the news, this kid from my school, and his face was like busted up. He's like, it was the pre-workout.
You see, like,
what?
Wild.
People were saying that there was like this video that went viral of this one like pitcher, and he was like playing baseball, but as he's pitching, he's just like this.
Oh yeah,
just like. Geeked out of his mind. Everybody's like, yo, he's on the original Jack 3D.
Oh my God. Probably.
Cool.
Yeah, that shit was insane.
Yeah, there's meth in it. Dimethylamine. That's meth.
What?
It's like, or a form of it. It's like a methamphetamine. Is it? Maybe I'm totally wrong.
I know this is completely off topic. This just hit my brain.
It's okay. Bring it.
Remember that site, Ashley Madison?
Yes.
No.
They just came out with a doc.
That was like a dating.
Oh, so is that what the documentary you were watching on your flight, or was that a real ad?
Wait, what?
You posted that TikTok and you were like, I can't believe they're showing this ad on my flight. Is that the Ashley Madison documentary?
No, and that was a clip? No, that wasn't
Ashley. On a plane.
No, it's not like, no, it just got released on Hulu.
Oh, or Netflix. Because you were showing that ad on your TikTok.
No, that was on the plane.
That is insane.
So what is it? Ashley Madison.
And that was like the dating site thing, right?
It was a place where people, guys would go to cheat on their wives.
That's what it was.
A place to go have affairs.
And then I think you know a little bit more about it.
Didn't they leaked the entire database of everyone who had been using Ashley Madison.
Like the names?
So husbands all across
and the guy. Oh, wait. And the guy who made the site.
We talked about this on the high episode.
Oh, shit, we did.
I can hardly remember this, but yeah.
Oh my God, we did. Yeah, it was.
Oh, you guys should do Jacked 3D for an episode. There we go.
Bonus episode, Patreon.
The new one? Wait.
Zane be getting his 10,000 steps in, running in place.
I bet you we can find the original on like eBay for like $500 or something.
Oh, I think it'd be worth it.
Especially if it's expired Jack 3D.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'd have to go to the hospital We need a one-way ticket.
That I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Airlifted to the hospital in the beds.
type original real quick. He's checking on eBay for us.
I bet you can't even, if it's banned, can you still buy?
Oh, to the box.
$300?
$250.
Oh, do it.
That was it.
2015.
Wait, the university studied one? So it was studied before it got released still?
Yeah, but they could say whatever the fuck they want.
Well, that's the thing. University study doesn't technically mean FDA approved.
Zane, it could have been studied at Broward College that we went to.
Broward College studied. Let's buy it.
Expired in 2015.
Nice.
I don't get people who sell expired things on eBay. Like, I love that's a whole market of people.
Look, we're about to buy it right now.
I will dead ass buy it.
They're like, honey, someone bought the Jack.
You're never going to believe.
You see, I was right. You made fun of me thinking I wasn't going to sell product.
It's like buying Quaaludes.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get the expired stuff.
Yeah. Are we going to buy it?
I think we should. We'll do it after this.
Okay, good.
It'd be actually really cute to have on the shelf.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool to say we have it.
Things that we talk about and we buy it, that's what we fill up the room with.
Matt, yes, did you see, since the housing market is so difficult right now, mm-hmm. people are renting out RVs on the side of streets?
Where, in LA?
If you notice, like, if you like drive around, there's like just parked RVs everywhere.
There's always been parked RVs.
But like it's gotten really bad.
Right.
So they're called van lords.
Yes.
And they're basically renting out like just a stationary RV like outside of their house, like on the main streets and shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, where like they'll put it on.
Because like apartments and houses are so expensive. So these people are living just in like the RV. That's why they're like getting so popular. I just saw.
Is that legal?
Technically. It depends on where. Because
you're renting out the
parked.
Car and it just happens to be where they're parking. But I thought like an RV.
Depends
world.
On where it's parked. But since there's so many, they're not towing them because they can't fill up the tow yards because they would just. There's just too many that they're like.
Then it sounds like we need to fix this problem then. Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's insane.
Well, then are there parking meters in these areas or they're parking on the sides where like there is no parking meters?
Right.
Because usually where they do camp pockets. Is when they do find it.
But it's insane. So they're just like.
And the price ranges are crazy,
like
right?
$400 to $1,000 for it.
What?
For the RV. I just saw somebody's house. So people are doing it in their houses now. So their yard, they're filling up with it. This lady in like North Hollywood has 15 RVs parked in her yard, like on the grass, and running it as like this basic like.
But it's terrible because the poor neighbors, now the neighbors went on the news and she was like crying because there's like fecal matter coming out of it. They're dumping the fecal matter out into the street and it's pouring into the neighbors and the neighbors like, why aren't they shutting this down? And everyone's like, where's the health inspectors?
It's crazy.
Nobody's doing anything about it.
I'm surprised that you like can house over 15 code. People in.
You shouldn't be able to.
No,
I'm surprised I'm surprised that they're even allowed to.
They're
do
not
that.
Up to code.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Well, they got to create really, some like, laws.
Scary.
But yeah, but this has been going on for a long. Or the just the RVs though.
It's
out
getting
in LA.
Like really bad.
But it's a thing now. Like they're vineyards.
Vanlords.
They're vineyards.
They're vineyards. They're making wine.
They're boofing.
Yeah,
oh, you know what? You know what
I right now.
I was like looking it up because you know how like boomers and everything are like get a job and buy a house.
Yeah.
That's not possible.
Back in the 80s, the median house price was 2 times the median household income.
Oh, this is terrible.
Now. So
can you say that in baby words?
So a house price was equal to 2 times what you were making.
Yeah.
So like your salary for a year took 2 years
to buy a house.
Right now it's just about 8 times. You have to work 8 years worth of salary to buy a house.
More than that.
That's why I think it's going to collapse. That's how is that not? Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
on top, like everything else is increased in price.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't understand how they can do this shit. It's crazy to me.
It's gonna be so bad.
I'm like so scared for what the future.
I don't know how these people do afford their homes though. But then they're saying like, oh,
and then
well,
the minute
can
someone can't afford a house,
loan.
Guess who's the first person to sweep that shit up?
The big banks.
The yeah. big dogs.
Exactly.
The selfish
loan
people
sharks.
With 10 other houses.
All these,
give us a chance.
All these Airbnbs that people bought to like make money that are just sitting.
Yeah.
Airbnb's about to collapse.
My friends who are always big Airbnb guys, always like posting TikToks about their Airbnb stuff. When I've been hearing that it's collapsing, I'm like,
it is,
how they're posting? They've been silent. Like I haven't seen.
It's so bad. And now they're not going to be able to pay for that house because people aren't Airbnb-ing it. And now they're going to start selling that shit. And the interest rate is so high, people can't buy anyway. So all these big banks are going to come in, buy up all the property, and then now there's literally nothing.
It's a bank,
and then they
down
just
from
they,
here,
they
right?
No, it's going to keep going. It's going to get worse.
Well,
like the price since like 2020 has doubled on houses, and then the interest rate back then was like 2.5, and now it's almost 8%.
What's wild is also commercial real estate. All these office buildings now, everyone like works from home. Yep. No one's in those buildings.
Yeah.
People spent all this money building all these like workspaces for everyone to work.
And now nobody needs to go in.
To so buy sad. Those. That's like a whole thing where it's like
knock
where
it down.
Where do you draw the line of like should people be working from home in their PJs jerking off all the time, or should they be like in the building? Like I know.
What do you guys think? About that.
I say jerk off if you want while you're working, but I mean,
I'm saying like, what do you think about like
requiring people to work in it? It comes down to productivity. Well, like if you're getting more work done and people don't have to be in the office and your company is performing off the charts and the company culture is high and people are motivated to work, then don't have it in a building.
They proved it during the pandemic that they can get their shit done with you working at home.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you tell people now come back in?
Yeah.
It's like,
and people are in these houses that they paid so much money for. They're like, I'm staying here. Yeah, I'm not going to get my car crazy. And spend money on gas to go there.
Exactly.
It's really complicated.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's a wild situation right now.
I'm just glad I'm not in commercial real estate. Like sometimes the thing is I wish the best for everybody. And I hate that capitalism is a survival of the fittest thing, but it's like, glad I'm not in that.
Yeah.
And I feel like you think like when people work from home, you assume that they're just going to be lazy and slack off. But really, I feel like they're working harder because it's less stressful. You're more comfortable. You know what I mean? So I feel like
it all depends.
And I feel like you're
it
working.
It depends on the business. It depends on the person.
And I feel like you don't mind working longer hours either. Like you don't mind if you're like watching TV at like 8:00 PM, you're like, you know what? I'm going to get some emails done. Like why might as well catch up with work.
But you're right. If it gets the job done, then why not?
I remember,
if the whole company's slacking off, everybody come in. That's it. But if it's working,
I remember when my mom started working from home, like at the end during COVID, it was so cool to like see her. She would get up in the morning and get ready like she would for work, like do her hair, makeup, get dressed,
that was so cute.
Like look like she would go to work, and then she would just work from the computer.
Yeah.
She wasn't on camera or anything.
That's just the mindset.
That's the way to do it though.
But like it gets you like if you start just sitting in your PJs and you're just like,
yeah,
just chill, like,
yeah,
that's really bad. I feel
they gave bed rotting a term.
I know it's been on the news lately where they're like,
you know who is the bed rotting? Danielle.
It is notorious
bed rotting.
It is the new couch potato.
Like, oh, I can't wait just to go home and like rot like in your bed. It's become like a fun thing to say, but now it's like when it becomes so casually used, it's like,
So I agree with the way your mom did it. I think if you're working from home, you have to treat it like you're getting up and you have to go to work. It just like
kids should be in school though. Like my cousin, she's a elementary school teacher and she's a virtual teacher to elementary school kids. No. So
that's
very
wild
like,
to me.
So I'm like,
still?
Yeah.
I've seen videos of this.
Part of a whole like it's kids who aren't in their school district program. I don't think she's part of a school district, but you're streaming to a bunch of kids who are maybe homeschooled who live out in just different areas, and you're teaching them. Okay, I kind of get that, but then at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. I'm so conflicted because like if people want to homeschool their kids, homeschool your kids. I've known plenty of kids who turned out just fine being homeschooled. Some a little crazy, but like kids need, I think,
other kids.
Community.
That's something I don't really agree with.
That's why I always
that
think
virtual. Shit
yeah,
for kids.
But they have to have somebody teaching them.
If you're going
to
homeschool your kid, put them in sports.
Yeah. You could still
they
like
need
do
to
like
be interacting
and like, things
and, like
that
be and involved like with other kids.
I know. So and some people are too scared to like, now there's a whole fear of just like school shootings and stuff. People don't want to like send their kids to school.
Yeah, there's a lot of different.
Like, that fear.
I think homeschooled kids can play for public school sports teams.
Can they?
I think was a kid in our school that was homeschooled, but he would be like on the football team.
Was he really good? Maybe they just begged him.
He just goes.
Yeah, right. He was way too good.
Yo, that's crazy.
Make an exception.
You don't have to have the grades or like pay for the school, but if you could play a sport, they're like, you're fucking good.
He has to show his grades for sure.
No, I'm saying like colleges and shit and like high.
Oh, they don't probably not, right?
My brother,
do they really care?
I think
if you're homeschooled, you still have to do the standardized like state testing and stuff. You still have to be showing that you're like passing the grade. That has to be sent in, right?
Homeschool, I think if you're good enough, I don't think grades matter.
I'm pretty sure like a homeschool teacher, you still have to be doing
I think you have to like show that they did the curriculum.
Wait, are we talking about college or are we talking about
elementary school? Or like, I meant grade school.
Elementary, fucking high college.
I'm going to homeschool 100%.
God, I wish I was an athlete.
I just want my kids to go to like a tech school, like get hands on.
Trade school,
yeah.
It all depends on where. It's crazy, like, or magnet schools, how there's lotteries to get into other public schools. That's a whole crazy thing. How you can be a kid in a public school, but you can get picked to go to the prestigious private school for free and you're on scholarship.
Yeah.
That's crazy. How there's lotteries for kids, there's lotteries. It's not even based on like your own academic performance. People enter lotteries just for their kid to get into the better school. Mm-hmm. For free,
pretty much, right?
Yeah. There's better schools in a neighborhood. Hopefully, I'm getting this right. And there's not enough
people.
If
you do like the specific program, like Jordan wasn't supposed to go to our school, but he was in the magnet program, so he was able.
I was lotteried.
You were lotteried?
Oh, you're lotteried?
Yeah, but with all my best friends who went to the application, Asian, because I looked at the statistics, there were only 3% Asians.
So. Okay, that's good. I mean,
Jordan,
you're Asian, though.
Smart.
You said that like you're not Asian. He's like, I put it as Asian.
I think he just felt bad. Like,
yeah.
That's funny. I put in Pacific Islander.
Pacific Islander.
I thought it was.
I'm putting European.
I put everything else but white. I was like, I do not want. I want to be pig.
Why do they always have? It's like white, and then it's like Hispanic. Mexican, but like not Hispanic. Like
yeah,
there's this like parentheses
that?
That's after.
It's white,
not Hispanic.
Yeah.
Oh, because Spaniards can be white. There's white Spanish people.
Yeah. So it's only on the white category. You have to put like. Not Hispanic, Hispanic.
I miss just a Scantron. Give me a Scantron. Yeah. I love Scantrons. Just the beginning bubbles. You're just putting in your name.
The practice
but
one,
you're like, that's right. I'm spelling my name.
I took more time filling in those bubbles perfectly.
Yeah. You know the answer. Which one would you pick?
If I didn't know the answer, I'd pick C. Thank
always C.
Yeah,
always
I would look at, I realized always that there was a
C.
pattern.
I wouldn't even reread the question. I'd be like, oh, it's C.
I would do
I would
the,
look
pattern
at the pattern
too,
and I go,
but
oh, that was three D's in a row. Something. You're like, that. Or like, or maybe they're trying to get us to, maybe they're sending
a
message.
Gosh. Wait, did your teacher ever make one that was all the same just to see?
Yeah.
Like they were all B's and you're like, something's wrong here.
Yeah.
And they actually did it to like.
That's if they're like great, if they're like doing it themselves. Yeah.
Just to throw you off, though. I'm like, I can't.
Oh, but they should have made like the last like five not be. Because you know somebody would catch that pattern and be like, all right.
but you know, because I know there were some idiots that would like, if they didn't know any of the answers, they would just, you know, guess every, but they would like do it in a pattern that's like, why would you even do that?
Yeah.
They'll do it in like a pretty little symmetrical pattern. And it's like, you know that the you know you're going to get at least like 95% of those wrong.
I hated timed writings. But I mean, the time I was in college, I like knew the exact paragraphs
we
I needed to do.
But
when I was a little kid and you got like a time writing and I would sit there and I'd think of like a whole fucking movie in my head, I'd be writing that out. And then halfway through, I realized
that time is fucking over and then you end it.
You remember like when you had to do like the stories, like the writing and the paragraphs, how you had to start with certain things?
Yes.
Do you remember what it was? It was like, you would have your like intro, then the second paragraph would be like, and it would have like a certain way to like start
it. Yeah, and it would be like the second paragraph.
Creative
has
writing.
The purpose, the yes. intro.
MLA format.
MLA yeah.
No, but not necessarily like that, like your own creative writing, like a story that you made up.
Like remember those brackets that we'd have to do and it was like the body.
Yeah. Yes. And then you would
We're talking like high school, right?
No, I'm talking like middle school.
Middle school, okay.
Then you would have a list of transitions.
Or maybe even elementary.
It would be a list of transitions that you would sprinkle in. It'd be like, moreover.
Yes,
or therefore. Like,
I'd always get those wrong. Mine would make no sense.
More,
and I'd be like, therefore.
In conclusion.
Yes. You would have to use all of those in there, but it'd have to be your own.
So weird.
What the hell was that?
Did you ever like hash out the same stories?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I had some stories in the bank and I would just like bring it out. Like I had one about this special needs kid. No, but it was a true story. We had this special needs kid. I had like this really great heartfelt story. I was perfecting that story every year. And whenever those time writings would come out.
A little exaggerated every year.
Perfecting the story. And I would get an A every time. And I was just like done. I always knew it was like a solid story.
See, I never even thought to reuse stories.
Yeah, I would have some in my just memory bank where I could just go, how can I apply this to this thing? Oh, yeah.
What did you say for a reason your college should let you in?
Why? Ours was a person who made a big impact on you. And I wrote about Chuck E. Cheese's. And I wrote about Chucky.
Great.
I wrote about Chucky and how by taking on the mask of Chucky, you can see the world of creativity through children's eyes or something like that.
Oh, that's adorable. Cute. What did I do?
It was all right.
We didn't have to write anything. It was Broward College.
Oh, yeah.
They were just like, we'll take you.
Yeah, just kidding.
You applied?
They were begging. Yeah, they were begging kids to go there. Those classes were boring as
what a school.
Fuck, I know. Oh, God.
Did you have like 70-year-olds in your class too?
Yeah. In college?
Yeah.
I thought only community colleges.
No, not 70-year-olds. I would say there would be like sometimes you see like 40-year-olds or 50-year-olds.
Yeah, we had a lot of old people.
Yeah, in undergrad classes sometimes.
Oh, I thought like colleges were separate and brought like community college. I thought community college was for the
BC is a full college. Like it changed to a full college like a couple years before we got there. But yeah, we used to have a lot of old people.
I've been wanting to go sit in on a class. I just hope nobody would like be like,
Brandon Calvillo.
Wait, you're allowed to, right? You can just like sneak into
it. I don't think you're supposed to. They just don't care.
Yeah.
I went to Penn State and went to class with my brother, criminology. I was taking notes. It was really, I just wanted to experience it once. I remember my mom going to college when we moved to Pennsylvania.
I could see if I was like 16, I was single. I could see myself just like, you know, just killing some time, go to a couple of classes.
Dude, I would get
just
high.
Just going around people.
Still getting your steps in.
I would get high, like sometimes in college, I would meet up with my friend Claire. She was like pre-med, and I would go sit on like doctor classes. Like, they're talking some medical stuff, and I'm trying to understand it. But I loved it because, like, I'm not going to get tested on it, but yeah. I would just like view it as a mini TED talk.
No, that would be really fun, not knowing that you don't have to fucking remember
learn
it.
And just be like there to learn. But
yeah, well, that's how it was for our criminology class because I failed every time.
Poor thing.
Man, that shit was fun.
Mm.
Dude, Patricia's place though. Oh, finally, we got the AC fixed, but I was going nuts yesterday. Or we had
that's
no AC. And I was like, I can't even think. Like, nope. I realized how much a temperature in a room can affect you. I was losing
it. Slows you
down. That's the one thing that really drives me like over the edge.
I was about to get a ladder.
There's no AC.
I was about to get a ladder up on the roof and like pull out a manual and like fix
the
AC.
Oh, no, Matt, me, I move out. I will pack my things and I will be out of there. No question.
Window unit AC or is it?
It's on the roof. I don't know.
Central AC.
It's a central. Well, I don't know. It's like a duplex. The roommate next door, her AC is.
Is there like vents in the roof like safe. This? Or
yes. You have to put the yes. code into this.
What?
It's in the safe. Safe. You have to put the code in.
How come other countries, especially like Europe, they don't have AC?
Because the buildings are old. Their buildings are old, and they just whoever owns a building doesn't want to put it in. They
or
just
dryers.
Like the infrastructure of it. That's why.
Oh yeah, they'll have fans everywhere.
And some countries don't have plumbing. It's
right, but like there's a lot of old shit here too. Before like
a lot of shit was built.
Lebanon's like that too. There's like they have fans everywhere. Like a lot of places don't have ACs. I remember. Fans being everywhere. You just have to like plug it in every socket.
Stuff's just old. They don't want to have to rebuild the building. We're so used in the U.S. Everything was built in the past less than 100 years. Like it's like
get that AC. We gotta get that little little AC unit from Amazon with the ice cubes.
I think they work though. It's pretty smart.
People with the Yeti cooler, well, they'll put like the ice water in there and then they'll put the fan going into it and like sucks the cold air out of it.
But man, I've been spoiled though. When I was living at our house, just cranking that cold.
Oh my God.
And having that just be
in order for me to sleep, I need to be freezing.
Yes.
I just want to.
I love being freezing cold and fighting for warmth.
Yes.
In the middle of the night, I want to be so uncomfortably cold that I'm like clenching, like literally fighting.
You know why it is, right? Because we lived in Florida, the hottest motherfucking place to live in.
And AC in Florida, well, for my parents, it was a treat.
It was like
you could turn the AC on. I'd be like, really? She'd be like, yeah, put it on 78. I'd be like, 78 was our treat.
Our AC could never be below like 76.
Yep.
Ever.
Isn't that crazy what the news tells people what they need to set their ACs to?
What do you mean?
Because right now, like power like grids, they don't want power outages. Like right now, that usually happens around the summer because everybody's pumping AC. Yeah. They're just like, keep it at 80. How dare you? How dare you?
Build a better infrastructure to handle it.
Yeah.
We need AC.
We just bought the Dyson fan.
Oh,
the Pure Cool.
I would
take a bullet for that thing.
Oh, wait, I have something like that. I don't think it's Dyson, but it doesn't work that well. I'm guessing yours is like
it's so good.
It's a Dyson.
That's got to be the best brand in the world.
It really is the best brand.
We've shouted them out. I feel like three times.
Their blow dryer the best. Everything they make is the best.
Everything is amazing and it looks good.
Unbelievable.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna get one.
Yeah,
mine sucks.
Oh, that's a Pure Hot and Cool. I have a Pure Cool. I love it. I love it.
It's not like taking because mine, the air it blows, it feels like it's the same air I'm breathing.
It's just circulating the same air?
Yes.
This one's a purifier, so it's sucking in the outside air, throwing it through a filter, and then...
Cold, hot.
But we love that first world country. Yeah. Shit!
Did you say... Wait, sorry, I read a comment. I didn't watch the last episode. Did you guys start watching Silo?
No.
You guys saw Frontier Airlines is doing a 300. I don't know if it was true or not. It seemed true. I looked at a $300 a year membership pass where you can fly Frontier.
No.
Oh, there's no way.
Yeah, but like, you have blackout dates.
You
can't take it during holidays. You can't.
Yeah. But in my head, it's like if you fly in Frontier, you're probably not flying a lot. You know what I mean? Like it's you're flying Frontier. You are not flying like
you're using that shit for like close travel just to like avoid driving.
Yeah, like it's like puddle hoppers.
Like a 2-hour drive. It's like fuck that.
You're like, all right, I got to get to Big Bear.
Yeah,
all right, I'll take Frontier.
But yeah, I just thought that was really funny because everybody just shits on Frontier. Like, do not fly Frontier.
That's really
did you
funny.
See the story? I forget what airline it was, but they offered a lifetime flight pass for you.
Why
and like
are they
a buddy.
This was United in the...
But they banned it because the one guy took advantage of it. So he, I think it was like an absurd amount.
It was
$1 million. It was $1 million.
Or 500,000. It was between 500,000 and $1 million.
And it's free flights for the rest of your life on that airline. But this guy was taking 200 flights a year and he was like talking about it. He was like, yeah, I would just like, he had a buddy pass. So he'd be like, hey, do you want to go to Italy tonight and just go grab a pizza? So they would both fly, go to Italy, grab a pizza, and then come back. And he was just like really abusing this thing. And then he, on top of it, was racking up the miles from all of these flights. So then he was turning that in and was like,
how did they not make sure that for these right. three flights were it not was, were cannot counting as points?
It was insane. So he was getting all these miles points. He was getting like free hotels. He was getting like money back. He something happened. I think he turned a lot of the points into like gift cards, and he ended up having like $50,000 in Walmart wow. gift cards.
Like, good for him.
That, was, honestly, yeah.
I love a good loophole.
Crazy. but he got that $1 million worth.
That's one wow. hell of a loophole.
He's probably not even mad. He's probably like, I still did yeah. it. Yeah.
And you know what? That didn't lose him a lot of money.
No, he...
Yeah, no.
No, because the way he did it, you're taking a seat, right? They're already making so much money off other people buying flights. It's like, it's such a...
I guess they thought like nobody would buy it. Or,
no, or nobody would take advantage
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
That's they don't like test those things out. They're like, all right, can someone actually
yeah.
use the...
Like, what could go wrong?
What
here?
Could go wrong?
Thank, yeah. thank goodness the airline is still in business. Can you imagine buying that for like Pan Am and then like, sorry, we're going out of business. You're like, what? I just
gave you $1 million.
Yeah.
Did you see the other guy have a freak out on a plane and ran to open the door
yes.
and got tackled by the other two passengers?
Yes. No.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I think, yeah.
Is this recently?
I would have... had a heart attack. Look at him. He wants to
this
open
guy.
The door, the exit door.
Oh, and hell he's like, no.
He's trying to like get to the emergency then, exit door and like pull it open.
And another passenger
look
grabs
at everybody
him.
Trying to be get that first TikTok out.
And then all the phones come out. Boom.
Wow.
Nice. Look at those passengers. Go off.
Now, do they get an upgrade? Do they get some miles right. by taking
yeah,
them
let me
down?
Get some fucking, like,
give me a lifetime
yeah, let membership. Me get a first class seat.
Have you ever spotted an air marshal on a flight?
I don't no. think you're, so. You don't really spot them.
Sometimes you can.
Only Megan McCarthy can.
Megan McCarthy?
Melissa McCarthy.
So close.
Honest mistake. That's way too close.
My dad spot them sometimes. Usually they don't do anything. The person on, they're not napping. They're not looking at anything. They just sit there.
Yeah.
And what they raw dog the
I
whole
would
flight.
Hate that
I would
job.
Hate that job.
All right. You want to close it out?
Yeah.
Close it out.
Let's do it.
Yeah, thank you for tuning into another episode. I really appreciate it. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on the Apple Podcast, Spotify Podcast, all those podcast platforms. And we also upload the video form of this on youtube.com/Dana Heath every Tuesdays.
Make sure to check out Cremota.com. You're going to get the best coffee in the world. We've got ground coffee, whole bean espresso. We've got K-cups. We've got bags. We've got matcha. We got the Cremota starter kit. It's going to have everything you need all inside of the little box ready to go for you. Also, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We do early access to all these episodes. You get to see them a few days early, all ad-free. We do a bonus episode every single month, either high, drunk, with one of your favorite guests. It's a really good time. We do a live Q&A every single month as well. You get a private Discord. You get to hang out in. Mm-hmm. And then, behind-the-scenes stuff, whatever you want, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
That was
very, very
smooth.
Good.
That was hot.
Come on now.
All right. We'll see the Unwinders in 5 seconds.
That's right. And we keep these cameras rolling for an extra 20 shit. Minutes. Just hang out, like, you know, a little debrief, behind the scenes stuff. And we post that every single episode.
And
on
I'm
going to
go get the cat for the Unwind.
Oh my God. Perfect.
So all if right. you want to see the cat.
See Unwinders in 5 seconds. Love you guys. Mwah.
Ciao. Peace.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports. The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.